أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فتقبلها ربها بقبول حسن وأنبتها نباتا حسنا وكفلها زكريا. كلما دخل عليها زكريا المحراب وجد عندها رزقا، قال يا مريم أنى لك هذا، قالت هو من عند الله، إن الله يرزق من يشاء بغير حساب. In the previous ayats we read the details now of the chosen people of Allah Ta'ala, the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. And the first is the instance of Maryam alayhi salatu wassalam, where Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, when her mother Hanna had given birth to her and she had made dua subtly that she wants a boy and that he must be waqaf for Allah Ta'ala, he must do no work of dunya, he will be exclusive for deen and for the service of deen. Allah Ta'ala blessed her with a daughter. She said, oh Allah, this is a girl. Allah said, I know it's a girl, but you don't know what this girl has got in her. She will be giving birth to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, will be a great Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. So and then she made dua that, oh Allah, protect Isa alayhi salatu wasalam from the whisperings and the evil of shaitan. So Allah Ta'ala says, فَتَقَبَّلَهَا رَبُّهَا بِقَبُولٍ حَسَنٍ. پھر قبول کیا اس کو اس کے رب نے اچھی طرح کا قبول. Allah accepted her dua that he must be protected from shaitan. Allah accepted the dua in a beautiful way, that is perfectly and in a complete way, that shaitan did not interfere with him in any way whatsoever. وَأَنْبَتَهَا نَبَاتًا حَسَنًا. Or barhaya usko achhi tarah barhana. And then Allah made his parwarish, made him grow up in a very beautiful way also. And that was, how was that? That he grew up in a beautiful way. Wakaffalaha Zakariya. Or supur ki Zakariya ko. Allah Ta'ala then made her the wakil for Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam, her guardian, her uncle, Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam. And Allah Ta'ala put her in his care. He kept her in a room in Baytul Muqaddas, and afterwards when she became of a little bit of age, which is called Siyani, the age before she becomes Baligh, he made a special room for her where she stayed whole day and only making the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, as her mother had made dua for her. She was engaged all the time in Allah's ibadat. And her uncle, Hazrat Zakariya, looked after her very well, which the Quran Sharif says here, أَنْبَتَهَا نَبَاتًا حَسَنًا. He looked after her very well. He made that room for her, and whenever he left, he would lock that room so that nobody else would go there. And whenever he went there to take her food, etc., كُلَّمَا دَخَلَ عَلَيْهَا زَكَرِيَّ الْمِحْرَابِ. جس وقت آتے اس کے پاس زکریہ حجرے میں. Whenever Zakariya alayhi salam, her uncle, came to her to see to her needs, etc., then he would find وَجَدَ عِنْدَهَا رِزْقَ. پاتے اس کے پاس کچھ کھانا. She always, he found there was food there. And that was very surprising to him because it wasn't his house food. He used to bring that food. This was complete different food. The door was locked. Nobody else could have brought that food there. So he asked her, قَالِ يَا مَرْيَمْ أَنَّا لَكِ هَذَا. کہا اے مریم کہاں سے آتا تیرے پاس یہ. He asked, oh Maryam, from where do you get this food that I see here? And not only food, there was fruit also, and out of season fruit. There was no export-import trade there, and her room was locked. Nobody else had access to it. But he would find that summer's fruit in winter, and winter's fruit in summer, and all food that was very, very delicious, completely different from dunya's food. So he asked her, from where do you get all this? قَالَتْ هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. کہنے لگی یہ اللہ کے پاس سے آتا ہے. She said, Allah Ta'ala feeds me. Allah sends my rosy. Then whoever turns to Allah in sincerity, more we turn in the ibadat of Allah, that she, as a young girl, she did not go out, did not have friends, didn't go and play with friends. Only in the ibadat of Allah, Allah gave her this great honor that fruit of Jannah used to come for her, and food of Jannah used to come for her, and fruit out of season used to come for her. Whoever will turn to Allah in sincerity, if we do our job of worshipping Allah, Allah will feed us from sources we don't know. And when we take that in our hands, Allah leaves it to us. Let you carry on, see how much you can do. We slog the whole day, and all the time we are still short. No matter how rich people are, they still want more, which means they are still short. And a person who turns to Allah in the ibadat of Allah, Allah gives him so much of barakah, so much so, Allah will even give him out of season fruit, and without any human being's hand having touched it or anything, from Allah's side, Allah will give it. And further she said, Allah had increased her in her ma'rifat of Allah also to such an extent, her contact with Allah, and this is also achieved by the ibadat of Allah. If we free ourselves for Allah's ibadat, then not only this material things, what we eat, etc., but ma'rifat, connection with Allah also increases. And she said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Allah risk deta hai jisko chahe be qiyas. Allah gives rozi to whomsoever He wants to, and with not according to logic. We can call it illogically. Allah's kudrat is above everything, and things which are not possible, a locked room, and fruit which is out of season, and fresh fruit all the time there, and fresh food, all this is the kudrat of Allah. So she had material, physical food also, spiritual food also. She recognized Allah, and as a young girl, she advised her uncle, Hazrat Zakariya, who was also a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. She advised him and told him that this is the qudrat of Allah. We all just have to turn to Allah, and Allah Ta'ala will give from sources which we cannot imagine. And Allah will increase us in our ma'rifat of Allah, and nisbat with Allah, and ta'alluq with Allah also. And Allah will make that person, as we see here, then Zakariya alayhi salam consequently made dua that, oh Allah, when you can give fruit out of season, you can give me a child out of season. He was an old man, and it wasn't the time for him to have a child. And he said, when you can give fruit out of season, you can give me a child also out of season. Then Allah blessed him also with dhurriyatan tayyiba, a wonderful awlad and children. So this is all when we turn to Allah, the ibadat of Allah. Then Allah blesses with the ma'rifat of Allah, and then Allah blesses us with His help from unseen sources for our material things also. Otherwise, we are trying to sort out our own problems. We are hitting our head against the wall, and we are getting nowhere whatsoever. We have to turn to the right place, go to the door, not to hit your head on the wall. Go to the door of the ibadat of Allah. And Allah will open all unseen sources for you. And this is a law of Allah, which is even today. Where as much as we will turn in the ibadat of Allah to Him, so much He will open His doors of mercy upon us. May Allah give us the understanding and the tawfiq and ability. Not that we have all doubts in our minds all the time. We have objections in our mind all the time. Those people just the whole life stay in their doubts and in their objections and achieve nothing. Those who make amal achieve everything. May Allah give us tawfiq of amal.